Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi there, folks. I'm Michael Douglas, hairdressing extraordinaire and manufacturer of sophisticated hair tools.
I am Davina McCall, TV presenter and massive advocate for women's health.
This is Making the Cut podcast.
Grab a pen and paper, you're going to need it.
Hello.
That was quite good.
That's quite good.
I think we could make it better next week.
Next week,
I think
okay.
We could make it funnier because that sounded really serious. When I look at all the Insta pages that I like...
They've got an opening strapline.
They tell you what they are. Do you remember we talked about it before?
Steve the dad bod.
Yeah, and hi, I'm a neurosurgeon and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah. So expect like an opening each week from now on, folks, where we essentially establish what it is you're listening to.
Hello. By the way, I quickly want to say something about that neuroscientist because we got a comment about...
Yes, we did, from Two Shakes and a Twist.
About people. And I did do some research into him and it does turn out that perhaps... all of his credentials don't add up. I mean, he is obviously very knowledgeable, but I do think it's slightly dodgy if someone has built a career by saying they are something and they're not quite not that. So I just want to say thank you, Two Shakes.
Two Shakes and a Twist?
And a two, is that what it was? Shakes two Shakes and a Lantel. Two Twists and a Kiss.
Two Twists and a Kiss.
No, Two Twists, a Snap and a Kiss. Fuck knows.
That's what it is, yeah. But thank you anyway.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're all right. We are still down in Midhurst. We're still at this Fancy Pants Hotel, which I'm going to go have, if I've got time, have a quick round of golf.
Yeah, great.
Later. So if you're looking for a hotel to come to, it's not like 5-star, but it's like 4.5-star, I would say.
Oh, I mean, I don't know why it wouldn't be 5-star. It's got a swimming pool. It's got a health club here.
It's got an indoor pool, an outdoor pool, a full-on spa, a mini golf course, which is a very high standard.
The mini golf course is brilliant.
Mm, and it's got a really good restaurant. So if you're looking for a quick couple of nights away, they're a bit romantic, bite to eat, little round of golf for the dad, little treatment for the mum.
You know, and amazing surrounding countryside. I mean, this is where we film My Mum, Your Dad. And if you remember the aerial shots of the countryside around here, it's extraordinary. And they have got a walk from here that we've done.
Yeah, that was amazing.
A five-mile walk.
Two and a half hours.
Extraordinary.
Up a hill.
Stunning.
Through a forest. Yeah, it's absolutely great. So anyway, I would recommend this place, the Parkhouse Hotel in Midhurst. First up, ladies and gents, two books I want to talk about. First of all, Andrew Gold finally sent me a copy of his book.
Oh, did he?
The Psychology of
Secrets. Oh, because we're not sharing.
No, we're not sharing. You stole the one he sent. Anyway, but did you know I got a note in it? He wrote me a note.
No, he didn't.
Thanks so much for your beautiful words about this book and my podcast. Oh. On Making the Cut. He also said that he's getting married in 6 weeks' time and was slightly concerned about his hair. So,
are you going to do his hair?
Well, I'm going to offer to do his hair.
Yes.
I'll say, Andrew, if you want to come in, because he's saying he's buying all sorts of posh products. Leave that to me, Andrew. I will sort that out.
Yeah, he's going to give you the products and make your hair look lovely.
But he also says there's a great bit in this book about my dad using hair dye. So I'm looking forward to that. But also it says, unrelated, but chapter 9 is the maddest thing in any book ever. I don't know what that means, but I might just go straight to chapter 9.
Let's read it tonight. We can tell everybody.
Yes, okay. But thanks very much indeed. The Psychology of Secrets by Andrew Gold there. I hope it's doing really well for you.
Yes,
and I see you on various podcasts and vodcasts and bits on YouTube and stuff like that. Always super enjoyable. So thank you. And then Melanie Cantor's book has launched today.
Oh, it's today.
We were invited to, I think it might have been yesterday. Is it the 7th yesterday? Yeah, 7th yesterday. I read the first chapter of her book and then it got sidetracked and sideswiped and disappeared and then I've not had a chance to pick it up again. But the opening chapter was brilliant. I just want to give a couple of shout-outs to a few people that have got quotes on it. It says, a powerful laugh-out-loud comedy for fans of Alexandra Potter, Bella Mackey and Harper Ford. Is that Mackey there? That is, isn't it?
Bella Mackey, yeah. That's Greg James's wife.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Hilarious, subversive and heartwarming, says Jessica Beale. Daisy is in unique and refreshing. I went through every high and every low with her. I wept, I laughed a lot. 10 out of 10, says Josie Lloyd. Fabulous, wonderful, uplifting, shockingly.
She's got great
brilliant reviews, isn't
great
it?
Reviews.
And congratulations, Melanie, one of my favourite people, and I'm so delighted. This is your second book, I believe. And I know just how excited you are about for more and more people to read it. It's infectious
and
when I see
infectious.
You.
And she's infectious.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I mean. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. But with enthusiasm for people to read it, which is always a good sign. So it's called The Fuck It List. It's F, like star, star, K. Do you remember that line at the end of In the Loop where he says F? You are a C, star, star, cunt. Do you remember that? sorry, slightly sidetracked there, but if you want a brilliant film to watch, In the Loop is fantastic,
dear.
And that's a line from it. But anyway, The Fuck It List by Melanie Counter is available now. It's on Amazon. Let's have a look.
It is brilliant. We've already had, oh my God.
Paperback, £8.27, and the Kindle edition, I think, is always very cheap. But I can't see what the Kindle edition is here as well. But congratulations, Melanie. Great work.
Yeah, and she really deserves it,
I think. Yeah, I totally agree. Fire away, Davina McCall.
So I'm very excited about this because...
Can I stop you there for a second and say what I'm excited about is you in a bikini and a kind of blazer.
Yes. So basically what happened was you said, okay, let's go and record the podcast. And out of the blue this morning, we were going to be working this morning.
Mm.
But so much is happening... In the retreat on My Mum, Your Dad,
they
were like, we don't need you. Mm. It's all going off at the retreat. Don't worry, you're not working till tonight. So suddenly we had the day off.
Yeah, we got the day
to ourselves. So I've been sunbathing.
Mm.
And so I thought, well, I'll come in my swimming costume and I'll do the podcast. But then I thought, oh, I feel a little bit cold.
Exposed people.
I'm
going to
go and put some clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, actually, do you know what? I'm putting my clothes on, but why don't I look really hot?
And just put a kind of blazer
on. So I got my bikini. I thought, what would look good with this bikini? What can I surprise Michael with when I walk in? So I thought, I'm going to put a white blazer on over a yellow bikini.
Yeah.
No trousers and a pair of sparkly...
Oh, cowboy
white
boots.
White cowboy boots.
Okay, nice.
And it worked because you've already taken a photo of me.
I have. I'm going to post that on this week's podcast. You can see what she's got on.
Which I was excited about. It all worked. I
half expected you'd bring me an ice cream.
What? I look like an ice cream seller.
Look like a very sexy ice cream seller, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No. What?
I'll take a double 99, please.
What? Hang on
covered
a minute.
In
that,
strawberry
this
sauce.
Isn't how it was supposed to work
no,
out.
Not. Sorry, I distracted you there. Fire away. What have you got for us today?
Okay, so for today, I have promised these guys every week since we've come back that I was going to talk about them because... Something sad and fortuitous happened in Tunbridge Wells a few weeks ago. So the bakery that I used to use, the Bicycle Bakery, shut down, which was sad because I just made the decision to never buy like supermarket bread ever again.
Was that an Eddie Abu thing?
No.
Because that was the thing you said, that was the thing that convinced me to support
I don't follow him.
No, you don't. But I mean,
because
his post
can I just say something out loud?
You can.
That I love Eddie for things. He's stopped me eating pre-grated cheese, so love him for that.
Yeah.
But there are some things that he says...
I agree.
I don't... That are not factually true.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes that's a bit dodge.
Yeah, yeah.
So my daughter's obviously a dietitian. Sometimes she's like, oh, my God. He just said something absolutely not true. But he's making a big impact.
The bread thing was quite
well,
a big
thank
one.
You, Eddie, for that.
That's why
I thank you, Eddie, for that.
That's why I supported you in your decision to get sourdough.
And to make you eat it as well. So no more
it's good if you put plenty of beans
pre-sliced
on it.
Whatever it is that you eat. So I was like, oh, my God, Bicycle Bakery's shut. What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. Where am I going to go? What? And I didn't want to go to Gales because I do love Gales, but Gales is a chain.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like I want an support. Independent bakery, like a little bakery that makes everything on site. And I found one. And they were opening kind of 3 days after Bicycle Bakery shut, not knowing that Bicycle Bakery was going to shut. Bakery. Anyway, it's called Halstead Bakery, which is spelled H-A-L-S-T-E-A-D Bakery. It's 24 Camden Road. In Tunbridge Wells. It opens, I think it opens Thursday. Hang on, let me have a look. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But also from 8 a.m. till 2:30 p.m. I love the 2:30 p.m. thing.
Yeah.
It's like, who buys bread after 2:30?
Well, it's done,
no
isn't
one.
It? Yeah,
you're
yeah,
done.
It's done.
And on a Sunday, they're open,
mm-hmm.
which is mega because you want a pastry fresh on a Sunday.
I've got to say, they're croissants.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen a croissant with so many layers. It's like milfoil.
Well,
like milfoil pastry.
Yes, you know, yes, it is.
You know what milfoil is, presumably.
I'm French.
Yeah, no.
It's 1,000 layers.
Is it, it's a million, isn't it?
Mille.
Yeah, mille.
I think mille is a thousand.
I watched a bakery program. I'm sure they said it meant a million layers.
Million yeah. is the million. Million is, it? Is millions. Mm-hmm. Mille is 1,000.
Mille is 1,000. Yeah. Only 1,000 layers. Well, I would say these ones are a million layers.
You've been conned.
Yeah, fucking hell. Fucking French are lying to me once again. But wow, the croissants are amazing. And Chester said the other day the almond croissant was at another level. So
and I mean, they opened. Sunday. They opened recently.
Mm.
They are doing spectacularly well. They are looking for like-minded individuals to join their team because they're expanding quite quickly. Yeah. They make lots of different types of pastries. They make French bread.
Mm-hmm.
They make ridiculous sourdoughs that are so delicious.
Mm.
We've got to ask if they pre-slice. I think they will slice at the shop, but I haven't found out yet. But the other thing that I love is that they highlight lots of other producers, local producers, who make wonderful things. So we get our beautiful new eggs from there now.
Oh, yes.
So the eggs that are all different colours and everything.
Mm.
I think that's from Duchess Farm. Also, we get our kombucha from there. I don't think you've had any of that.
I think
kombucha,
you probably could rephrase that and say you get your kombucha from there.
I get my kombucha from there. It is unbelievably good. Zach's kombucha is off the charts amazing. They make coffees, which are really nice. Penelope coffee, cold blow coffee. They've got salt. They've got stuff from Infinity Foods, Neil's Yard Dairy, Chiddingstone Dairy. They support local businesses. They are just lovely. I'm going to post a picture of them on the Making the Cut page, and I'll post one on my stories page, on my personal page, so you can see them. But they are the nicest people. So, well done, Halster Bakery. And also, if you want to do an event or anything, and you want
they can come
bread
and
croissants,
and
you know, coffee morning That's or great. Like, parties, or they can do that too. They're brilliant.
Very good.
Hello@halstedbakery.com. Hello@halstedbakery.com.
God, I've got such a list of stuff to talk about. I don't know where to begin. Okay, I'm going to start
at the best bit.
Well, I'm going to start with
start big.
That I watched Forrest Gump this week.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen Forrest Gump since it came out, which I don't actually know when that is. So let me just have a quick look. But I'm guessing IMDb's, 96, do you reckon? 94.
Oh, great.
That's the year I moved to London.
That's so mad, isn't it?
I cannot believe how long ago. So I'm always a bit dubious about watching films that are that old because I always think it's probably dated and it's probably not going to work that well now. But there's lots of people that always kind of make Forrest Gump references when you're running. They'll go, run, Forrest, run, or something. And I always think, oh, yeah, I can't remember. How did Forrest Gump start running? You know, so it was all that going on in my brain. And then I noticed it popped up on Netflix and I thought, oh, do you know what? I haven't seen it for, what would it now be? 30 years ago.
Wow, that's mad. 94.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus, that's mad, isn't it?
I hadn't thought about that when you said...
Anyway, if you haven't seen Forrest Gump for the last 20 years or something like that, you've got to go and watch it. I absolutely bloody loved it.
Mm.
And I cried like a baby towards the end. I'd forgotten how good the bit was in Vietnam as well and how bloody real they made that. Mm.
And it still stands the test of time now, even though TV's moved along.
Totally. Those scenes of them dropping napalm and everything.
Yeah, amazing, wasn't it?
Jesus, this is like a proper full-on Vietnam War film. And the kind of meat of the story, which is that no matter who you are, you can go and live an absolutely extraordinary life. If you want to. You know, if you want to put yourself out there, if you want to go and leave home and do something with your life, it doesn't matter how you think you're limited. You can go and have an unbelievably extraordinary existence. And he does that. And I couldn't escape the brilliance of that, really, in the story.
The other thing I love about it is that he's a lovely person, and because of that, lovely things happen.
Yes, I mean
it's so often that lovely people get punished or penalised for being lovely.
It's that paradoxical thing, which is like he ends up... being drafted to go to Vietnam. But as a result of going to Vietnam, he has all these amazing things happen to him because he meets Bubba Gump, who he makes the shrimping thing with, and then he meets Captain Dan, who's the guy who's lost his legs.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a... there's a bit where they're on the boat, and Captain Dan's on the boat with him, and Captain Dan says something to him. And it's just like, it was like a hose pipe coming out of my eyes of tears, that you just think, oh, you know, people think their life is over, or it's been wasted, or there's something not worth living about it.
Yeah.
And then somehow, years later, you go, my God, what was wrong with me? Of course it was worth living, and look what's happened as a result of having a go at something. It's just brilliant. But the bit where he finally meets his girlfriend again,
or
the girl he loves towards the end, and he says something. Oh, Jesus, I literally felt my knees.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because that's the bit that really got me as well.
The film's described as the history of the United States from the 1950s to the 70s unfolds from the perspective of an Alabama man with an IQ of 75 who yearns to be reunited with his childhood sweetheart. It's bloody, bloody brilliant. And I know it's a work of fiction, but all the best fiction is embedded somehow in the truth. And that's when good fiction is at its very best. And this is a bloody brilliant film. So it's on Netflix. It rates 8.8 on IMDb.
8.8,
and it's 2 hours 22, which is fine. Remember, anything over 2 hours has to be over 7 on IMDb for me to watch it. But Forrest Gump was bloody brilliant. So thank you for all the people who made that.
I think the older I get, the more hippie-ish I'm getting.
Yeah, yeah.
We were just talking about grounding and putting your bare feet on the grass and allowing your feet to connect to earth and all the things that are happening underneath your feet, all the animals that are living. And I mean, it just amazes me. All the stuff we're learning about the universe, going to see Brian Cox, that was amazing.
I wonder if that's just a natural progression of getting older.
I think it is.
That you want more spiritual
spirituality.
Connection.
Yeah.
Because
you're going to die.
We're getting close to death.
Oh, sorry about that. Yes, because you understand that...
We still meet people around our age that are very cynical about the spiritual world or...
Yes. I mean, I think you fall into two camps, right?
Yeah, okay.
You're either a spiritualist or you're not. But I have found... I found a quote the other day from an account, and the account has got the most unbelievably hippy-dippy quotes on it.
Okay,
but
great,
I absolutely bloody love it. So it's got 27,000 followers, and it is called The Ascending Bear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what the reference is about bear or anything, but they're a blogger, and it says, your cosmic buddy on the spiritual adventure, guiding your journey with a friendly roar. Think positive, think spiritual. And then there's a link to their blogs. To be honest, I haven't read their blogs, but I specifically followed them for this particular idea. So they've posted an idea on their account, and it's called a success jar. And normally all of this stuff I hate. We've heard about it so much, you know, gratitude lists. I just think, like, what, give me something new. I need new help, support. So this is called a success jar. And what is it? The concept is pretty simple. They say you find a big clear jar and title it 2024. I'm gonna start crying.
Oh, okay.
My successes.
Yeah.
Throughout the year, you write down your accomplishments on little papers and drop them in. Watch as your successes pile up. You won't believe how much your confidence will soar once you give this a try.
Mm.
The thing about it is that success is relative. Success could be for someone who really struggles in life. Success could be, I made my bed this morning. That's a success. That's a win, right? It could be, I spoke to the girl I really like in the coffee shop. It's not, I started my multi-million pound company.
Yes,
I know. I saw a very funny thing the other day where somebody had spliced an Instagram post, and they'd put, there was a girl and she went, I made $300,000 today and I'm driving a Porsche. You know, I'm winning. And another guy went, I set up a squirrel home, a squirrel box on my flat.
I saw that.
On my flat balcony. And then he went, and I'm 43. I'm winning. Success is relative to what your bar is. But, you know, success for me when I was 24 was waking up in dry sheets. That meant much to me, because it meant I'd climbed a mountain to get clean. And waking up in dry sheets was a measure of that.
Yeah.
So all those successes that you write down and put in the jar and you read on New Year's Eve, 2024, 25, you will look at your year and go, God, I've really achieved a lot this year. Mm. But I think what would be nice would be trying to find a success in every day.
Yes, I agree. I think small wins is really what success is all about.
Yes.
You have to keep the bar sufficiently low for your order to achieve the success.
Yes.
The mistake people make is they make it too high, they fail, and
then
there's a negative loop takes place. And you need a positive loop to take place to carry you upwards.
Yes.
And that's why goals need to be sufficiently low, just slightly outside of your ability, but low enough for you to actually achieve them. And if you do that 100 times, 1% better times 100, you're 100% better. You just got a little baby steps, you know. But well, that sounds great.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
And there's a lot more on that account that I absolutely love. You know, the one that walks alone is likely to find himself in places no one has ever seen. That was by Einstein. Show me what you want and I'll send it your way. Love the universe.
Yeah, crikey,
I think often the problem is knowing what you want.
Yes, well, so I can't remember somebody said you can have what you want. You've just got to define what it is.
Yeah.
And most people go, oh,
that's a problem,
I want
right?
a Ferrari or I want a big house or whatever. But you actually don't want
that.
You want the feeling, perhaps,
yes,
of that.
Yes,
but not actually that.
Yes. Well, I think money for a lot of us equals safe.
Yes.
You want to feel safe. Well, and what would you have to do in your life, apart from money, to make yourself feel safe?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we've been going on a little Paul Weller journey recently, and I've gone back through his back catalogue a bit and listened to all this stuff. What I've realised about some of his modern songs is they are much more spiritual now and connected to healing and help and stuff like that. And I hadn't quite realised just how he's matured as a songwriter. But there's one song I'd like to recommend to people. I think it's called Connections/Cobwebs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about your own kind of personal journey and development as a person and how you interact with all the people around you. But there's a great line in it that says, so don't go and get by, because that's not life.
Mm.
That's just getting through the day. So save yourself and save all those around you too. And it's this great little idea that actually don't, you know, try and step off the treadmill of life every so often and do something for yourself, because when you do something to reward yourself, you actually reward everybody else around you in the result of that.
Mm.
It's not selfish.
Yes.
It's actually helpful to make yourself better, because everybody around you improves as a result of that. There's another song he's done called More, which is on, they're both on Fat Pop, I think, these records. And More is this idea that actually when you get more, you get less. And you always thought, well, by having more, I'd feel like I've got more. But actually, it's one of those great paradoxical things.
It's an inside job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Feeling happy, you'll still be unhappy if you've got more, if you're unhappy.
Mm.
But the more won't make you happy.
And very weirdly, like,
you've got to make you happy.
The less you've got, the more you can feel, you know.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's two great songs there. I think they're both on Fat Pop. Connections and Cobwebs and More. But they're tapping into the things you've just been
talking
about.
I think we should recommend this ending bear to Paul. Well, I think he'd like it.
Okay.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We watched a film this weekend on the spur of the moment on Bank Holiday Monday. We were lolloping about. Mm-hmm. And
thank you, Chester.
Yes. Well, we stumbled across this on Amazon Prime, I think, and it's called Stuber, which is a play on a guy called Stu who drives an Uber. Now, on the surface of it, you think, this looks a bit
terrible.
Shit.
Yeah.
But it's 6.2 on IMDb, but it's only an hour and 33, which fits within my category of watching a movie. I like both people in it, which you might need to help me with the pronunciation of these names.
Yeah.
But this is Dave
Bautista.
Bautista, who was also in Guardians of the Galaxy and a few other films. He plays a very funny kind of cop in this. And then you've got the guy, Stu, who's played by
Kamal Nanjiani.
Who was also in a brilliant film called The Big Sick, which is where I stumbled across this guy. But he's a very funny, brilliant actor. And he's in that great show you and Chester watched.
Yeah, the Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley.
I'm not sure it's called Silicon Valley. I'll check that. But he's really funny in that. And he's also done Murderville.
Yes.
But I'm gonna recommend that another time.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, it's on Amazon Prime. It was made in 2019. It's a 15. It's an hour and 33. And it's described as a buddy cop action comedy crime mystery thriller. It's bloody good, though.
Yeah.
I have to say, most comedy films make me laugh maybe twice. I laughed, I reckon, out loud 15 times in this.
Yeah, he was very funny.
And the jokes are niche and specific, but very, very good. The action in it is fantastic.
And they're very good
suspense,
together.
They're brilliant
aren't
together.
They?
So as soon as it finished, I thought about the other guys with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell, and I thought, oh, it's in that field, that area there. Or Silicon Valley, yeah. It's in that area there. But David Bautista is brilliant in it.
Yeah, Bautista.
So, Bautista, sorry, yeah. So just to give you a bit of a premise, he's a cop. He's got a partner who has tragically get shot and killed by somebody, and he's still kind of on the warpath as a cop. Anyway, he goes to get laser treatment on his eyes. He can't actually see very well, so he can't drive. So he gets an Uber to drive him around to all these kind of lookouts and to try and trap down the baddies.
Mm.
And of course, the Uber guy is just an Uber guy, but bloody hell, he's so funny.
It's like a comedy of that. What was it, Jamie Foxx and Tom Cruise?
Collateral.
Collateral.
Yes, it
it's
is
a comedy
that, isn't
version
it?
Of that.
Collateral, yeah. But when it finished, I was like, that is the best hour and a half of Bank Holiday Monday I've spent in ages. I loved it. So, ladies and gents, please, go and watch it and tell me what you think. There's animals in it that's very funny. There's a superstore Target type shop that's in it and an owner of that who's hilarious.
Mira Sorvino's in it. And she was
unrecognisable.
I half recognised her and I thought, is that Mira Sorvino? And then I thought, no, it's absolutely not her.
Oh,
I made a mistake. It was her.
Mm. The cast is brilliant. You recognise loads
of
people in it.
All
of
them are hilarious.
So anyway, it was
really, really
super
good.
So there's a couple of good films for you to watch this week, Dad.
This one is a women's health help.
Okay.
So my daughter, I don't think she's going to mind me telling you, has adenomyosis, which is a very little talked about issue that normally gets discovered when you're about 30. So she's found hers at 22. And it is a little bit like endometriosis in that it very rarely gets diagnosed, or it gets diagnosed very late. It often gets kind of just passed off as, oh, you've just got very heavy bleeding, just suck it up. And women suffer endlessly with both of these issues. But adenomyosis, I feel, is kind of the lesser known endometriosis in a way. So it basically gives you painful painful cramps in between periods and much longer, much heavier periods. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you are bleeding from your muscles and your womb. So it's like all very, it's horrible.
Yes, that's not very nice at all.
It's absolutely awful.
It's one of those kind of classic things that affect women, don't affect men.
Yes.
I know there's quite a few of them, but it just sounds really horrible, actually.
The thing, the awful thing about endometriosis and adenomyosis is the solution, the actual final solution, is a hysterectomy.
Oh, fuck, is it?
Yeah. So there is no cure. You can't treat it.
Mm-hmm.
Painkillers don't help.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that helps with adenomyosis is a hot water bottle.
Okay.
Exercise doesn't help because it's in your muscles.
Oh, God.
So
right,
it's hard. So the research shows that taking a holistic approach to hormone health care not only gives you happier cycles, but also an improvement in all areas of your health, from stress levels and your sex drive to digestion and brain function. So they have got a series of supplements, which I'm not sure, I haven't done enough research in, and I don't know if they're true or not, but I would advise anybody if they seem to have done lots of research into it. So if you have got these things, go and research the ingredients in those supplements and see what you think or if they help you. But the thing that I have bought, Holly, just recently is the My Uvi Period Pain Relief device. So it's drug-free, it's wire-free, it's incredibly comfortable to wear. It is, because you're not going to be wearing it all the time, it is something that you stick onto your skin, but it's basically, have you heard of a TENS machine?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
So I used a TENS machine during giving birth.
Yes, yeah.
And it really, really helped.
My mum's got one for her back, yeah.
The idea is the same. You think TENS machine isn't working. When I took the TENS machine off to get in the water, I was like, oh, ow, my contractions are really hurting now.
Okay.
So basically what it does is it does electrical impulses to try and divert the pain to somewhere else. It kind of almost, to be honest, I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, yeah.
But the other thing that I like about it, I mean, obviously everybody does this nowadays, but it does come in a million different colours. So it ranges from a very light kind of tan colour, because this is something that will stick on your tummy, to a very, very dark colour. So all women can wear it.
Yeah.
No drugs, no side effects. It's backed by science, backed by athletes and doctors. They can't believe how effective it is at anti-cramping. There's a load of amazing reviews on it saying it has absolutely revolutionised something where women were told you're just going to have to suck it up and get on with it. Real women, sensational results. Love my Uvi, so discreet yet so powerful, making my time of the month much more manageable. I mean, even for people who just have absolutely terrible period pains, it's fantastic. But for somebody who's got endometriosis or adenomyosis, it is a complete game changer. So basically what you do, you get your pain signals and your brain receives signals from your uterus saying you're in terrible pain. You attach the device to your tummy or area of pain, wherever that is. It sends small pulses through the pad and it blocks the pain signals from reaching your brain. That's how it works. I just read that off the site.
This is a very good recommendation.
Thank you.
Because we often recommend just like stuff to consume. But actually something properly helpful.
Yeah.
Is really, really good.
Yeah.
My mum's got a really bad back at the moment.
We should get her one.
Yeah, well, I think she might have a TENS machine. Not like this, but I'm constantly trying to think of things that would relieve her pain.
It's really depressing.
And I'm going to look into that. But I wonder if acupuncture would help at all.
She's got pain all the time.
Does Holly try acupuncture?
I mean, the thing is, for Holly, obviously, she's a student, and acupuncture's quite expensive.
Yeah, okay.
And to do it every month, which is, you know, and she gets pain sort of intermittently every week. So to have acupuncture every week is
not really
feasible. An option, but
I was always a bit cynical about acupuncture, and then I had it. I remember I had those never-ending headaches I couldn't get rid of. And bloody hell, I couldn't believe how good it seemed to work. Thank you. Well done for that one, because I think that was a great one.
It's myuvi.co.uk, which is spelled myoovi.co.uk. And we've got a link in all the places where you find our podcast.
The day before yesterday, we drove here from home, and we listened to quite a bit Radio 4 in the car, and there was a really good documentary about drinking alcohol. Remember we were listening to that? And I was really immersed in it. I thought the guy making the programme was great.
Yeah.
He had some proper bona fide experts on about the effects of alcohol on the brain, on the body, and on...
Did you finish listening to it?
No, I didn't. We've probably got about 10 minutes left to go, but I think it might be a series. But I did wanted to give people a shout out if you were thinking about giving up drinking, or you knew someone who was drinking too much, or you just wanted to arm yourself with some information about the consumption of alcohol. I thought this was a really brilliant, easy to digest kind of radio documentary about the effects of alcohol on the body. You don't drink at all and haven't done for a long time. Yeah. And I don't drink a lot, and I've no real desire to drink that much. But it's just because I actually just feel like I've grown out of it. I've not made a conscious decision to stop. I just don't really want it.
I was watching, you know, Dr. Fed Amati.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Dr. Fed Amati is an amazing woman that works with Zoe.
Yes.
And she was on a podcast with Jamie Lang, you know, from Made in Chelsea.
I do.
And she was talking about alcohol and the effects of alcohol. And she said that many women post-menopause come to her and say, God, I don't know what's going on with me. I really can't drink anymore. Okay. I just can't take it. And Fed thinks that the reason why they can't take it is their body's just saying, I can't take it. This is very bad for me. But she said, after menopause, drinking alcohol like increases your risk of breast cancer in quite a big way.
Yes,
and increases your risk of, in fact, of all, like several cancers, I think, not all cancers, she said, several cancers in quite a big way. And so they say 14 units of alcohol a week is the maximum.
Yeah.
But that is a kind of guidance of like, don't do more. Not a goal, that's what she said, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that a glass of wine was a pint of beer was 2.5 units. Mm-hmm. So if you had 7 pints a week,
yes,
you've reached your goal.
It depends on which pint, because one pint could equate to 3 or 4 units, right, depending on how strong it is.
Of which strength, yes, exactly. Mm, mm. And I mean, when you think about wine, that's
punchy, 12%, 14%,
you know, twice as strong.
Yeah,
three times as strong,
yeah.
As a glass of beer.
This is a show called Inside Health, What Does Alcohol Do to the Body and the Brain? This is, the presenter was James Gallagher, and it says, this week's James visits a pub in Liverpool where he's joined by a trio of alcohol researchers who will watch carefully as he drinks 2 pints of lager. They'll give him a few tests and talk through exactly what is going on in the body and the brain from the very first sip to the minutes and hours that follow. James finds out that we might be more at risk of harm than we may have thought, even if we drink below the recommended guidance. It was really good, but it also, this particular episode goes on to answer some of your insomnia questions, from whether exercise can help, why chocolate before bed might be a no-no, and whether falling asleep to your favourite health podcast is good for rest. So the series is called Inside Health, but it was bloody good. And then, can I just... Oh, go on.
I was just going to play this.
Postmenopausal women, drinking alcohol is one of the biggest risk factors for breast cancer. A lot of women postmenopausally actually interestingly come to me and say, I don't tolerate alcohol anymore. I don't know why I can't drink. And I used to drink quite a lot.
That is a clip from Great Company podcast and Dr. Fed Amati. That's Jamie Lang talking to her there. So if you want to go and listen to that, that's where you can find it.
Okay.
In fact, interestingly, we were going to talk about clean today, but I haven't got enough.
No, it's all right. I haven't got enough
clean code, but I'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, okay. We've got lots of stuff. Oh, yeah, we're on 37 minutes. So the final thing was In Touch. When I was coming home from My Mum, Your Dad last night, Radio 4 was still on. And this was the presenter, Peter White, talking about what is a non-24-hour sleep-wake disorder. And I'd never heard of that before, but he was talking about people who are blind that have no light perception at all. So they've never seen light in their lives. How does their body clock regulate time? When should they go to bed? When shouldn't they go to bed? Because we are signalled naturally by things getting darker, and they don't have that
thing.
Never
thought about that.
So they, no, well, me neither. And I was like, hang on a second. So I was supposed to go to Sainsbury's and ended up parked in the Sainsbury's car park for like 15 minutes. But they talked about melatonin. Now, we've got melatonin from when we've been to America, and we normally pick up a jar and it helps us sleep. So it talks a little bit about melatonin, why it's good, how it works, and how you should consume it. But I found this fascinating. So it's called In Touch. Sleep is the subheading of it. It was released on the 7th of May. So you can go back on the BBC Sounds app and look into both those things. But if you have difficulty sleeping, like I do, I have difficulty getting to sleep, really, mainly because my brain is so fucking thundering along. But I found melatonin to work sometimes and not others, but listening to this documentary made it super helpful. Right, let's do some shout outs. Got lots more to talk about actually, but we'll bump it on to next week because we're running out of time, so I've got to do your hair, make you look.
Do we go to general primary?
I mean, I try and shift things across to general.
Okay,
but there'll be some primary ones that I haven't moved across yet.
I'm going to start.
Yeah, go for it.
Hi Davina and Michael, loving the latest season of Making the Cut. Got a story to share. When my sister Lauren was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukaemia, I became her stem cell donor and saved Lauren's life.
Wow.
As Lauren recovered, I struggled to find natural yet effective products to soothe and revitalise Lauren's cancer-ravaged skin. So I developed my own formulas, and Bicera was born. So I think listeners would find so much hope in hearing our Sicily story and learning about Bisara. Endless rows of white clinical sterile products that claim to calm and soothe stressed out skin, but in reality they leave people feeling labelled, excluded and shunned. Their natural and restorative skincare is a balm for skin and soul and for people going through big life health events. Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
So Bisara London is the name of the company on Instagram. And it is sounds like a lovely, clean and natural and restorative skincare regime for people who feel they need it.
Ah, great. Thank you. We got in touch by a wild Scottish sauna this week. Now, this was a girl I met in a supermarket in Dundee.
Yes.
And she said, look, if you two are ever around, you want to come to the wild Scottish sauna,
we do.
Let me know. We absolutely do. So she sent me a message saying, thanks for the follow, Michael. We love what you do and hope to welcome you and Davina next time you are in the Dundee area. We'd love to host you. So you can go and follow them on the Instagrams. They're called Wild Scottish Sauna and it's located on a beautiful award-winning beach, King's Barn, which I think is kind of St Andrews, which is literally my favourite beach in the world. I quite happily have my ashes scattered on St Andrews Beach, I think. Be certainly
is that,
one
is that
place.
In your
death diary thing?
Dead book.
My dead book. It isn't. No, I haven't put in. But I think you could scatter them in a few places.
Can I St. keep Andrews, some of you?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you'll be dead before me, so I'm not sure I'll keep some of you.
I fucking hope so. I don't want to live without you, that's for sure.
But anyway, this place looks great. Go and have a look on their Instagram page. Next time we're up, you can either hire the sauna, I think, for yourself, if you and your partner were going up there, you and your family. It's right on the beach, so you can go for a swim in the sea, then go and get in the sauna or vice versa. I'm not quite sure what the health, the healthiest thing to do is. I put my feet in some cold water and then got in some hot water this weekend. Thought my feet were going to fall off, so on fire. Anyway, well done to the girls at Wild Scottish Sauna, and absolutely, next time we're up there, we would absolutely love to come along and have a little dalliance in the sauna.
So Jen has sent a message, but did we talk about strawberry fondue?
No, but I love.
I think
it.
She might. Be
we did. I talked about the Toblerone.
You did.
Remember, yeah.
God, Jen, so she's just been listening to us talking about strawberry fondue and saw this and thought of you. Major Mum Hacks on Instagram. This sounds like a great page to follow. Major Mum Hacks on Instagram. So basically, Major Mum Hacks takes a packet of dairy milk, opens it in the sunshine, lets it melt,
yeah.
and then dips the strawberries in it. Yes. So I'm following Major Mum Hacks right now. Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
That was a very, very good one, Jen. That was J-Y-T-Lelu-Telu.
Can I also just say to people, quite a while, but two episodes ago, we were encouraging people to send voice note messages in, so we didn't have to read them out. Yeah. Nobody's done this.
Yeah, but can I just say, I quite like reading them out.
Do you?
So thank you for not sending them. I like it.
Okay. I like playing people's voices. I like doing that.
But then it's quite a risky business.
It is.
You don't know what they're going to say. We might have to, like, just cut it out. It's
Yeah, we can edit things out.
Okay.
Abusive.
Okay. Nobody says anything abusive, but I mean, if somebody starts selling like ketamine or something, I've got a brilliant Instagram account for drugs.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So this is called Stan Clothing. This is from Ellie Stanley. Dear Davina and Michael, have you seen this Craftsman Bespoke Tailor? Damn cool cat. The fact that it's called Stan Clothing and you're called Ellie Stanley makes me think there's a link here between these two things. But I love this page already. Look at this. This is a guy who's obviously making something very snazzy. He's got this old material.
Oh, I've seen this.
Have you?
I know this guy.
I would love to
absolutely
make
brilliant.
Clothes.
Chester showed me this.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look at that jacket.
Absolutely love it.
Okay, I'm going to follow that. Consider it followed, Stan Clothing. Thank
it's
you.
So good.
And thanks, Ellie Stanley.
I just want to say thanks to Becky Hemsley. She sent me something. I have seen it before. But it's one of those really nice posts where it starts with she sat at the back and they said she was shy. She led from the front and they hated her pride. You know, one of those.
Yeah,
one of those ones. But it was lovely. It's like the Barbie speech.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much, Joe Forresthouse. Really appreciate that. So it wasn't Becky Hemsley. It was Becky Hemsley had posted it, but Joe Forresthouse sent it to us. Thank you, Joe.
Okay, Sharon Key, you've done the thing I asked you to do.
Dina and Michael, I come to you on this absolutely glorious finally, sunny Tuesday afternoon. Great. I am so happy that you guys are back. I missed you so much. My job. I'm a dog walker. Very, very depressing.
Ooh,
in
nice.
Our extremely wet, cold weather that we had. Mm-hmm. Anyway, mm-hmm. the sun's out. My dogs are behaving.
Well done.
It's amazing. I just wanted to say, if you haven't already watched it, you have to watch Mammoth. It is utterly hilarious.
I can hope.
I don't want to give too much away, mm-hmm. but it's brilliant. It's about a guy that is frozen and comes back so many years later. But honestly, it's brilliant. I wish it had made more than 3 episodes. But if you haven't watched it, go ahead and watch it. It's fantastic.
Only 3 episodes
and
long.
The other
I like the
one
sound of that.
Yeah. that is really good to watch, uh-huh. which I'm sure you've been recommended already, is Red Eye.
Uh-huh. No, I haven't been recommended Red Eye.
So Red Eye is awesome. It's got such a good plot line. It's really good. We haven't completely finished it, but we have binged watched. That's another one to watch if you haven't already. But yes,
great.
Thank you for coming back. I wish
pleasure.
You one episode a week. That would be amazing. But happy Tuesday. Enjoy
your week. Yeah, great.
Much love.
Thanks very much, Sharon. It's quite funny because you can almost have a conversation, can't you?
I could hear you chatting away to Sharon. Sharon. She's like, yeah.
You know, I can also do the thing where you speed up the message. You can make it go one times faster.
Yes, yeah. And I heard that as well. You were like, yeah, move on.
Thanks very much, Sharon. That's great. Should we do one more each?
Yeah.
Okay, Gemma Price, she sent another one. I want to...
Hang on, because I'm not
So lovely to have you back. I've now introduced my husband to your podcast, which he's also enjoying, which is great. We listen to it together.
Thanks, Gemma.
I'm making a recommendation for an app called the Merlin Bird ID, which my friend Judy introduced me to this weekend when we met up. Mm-hmm. We've been friends a really long time, ups and downs, thick and thins, and with our own families. So it's lovely to catch up. We are in our mid-40s now. Realised that we're getting a little bit old, that we got such joy from this app, but there you go. It is what it is. It basically helps you identify any bird in your surroundings. You hit record and it will tell you the name of the birds.
Oh, really?
You can play bird bingo to see how many birds you can find.
You can play
You listen to the music.
It's nice to clue you into your environment.
No, you play a bird.
Be a little bit more mindful too.
But
that's useful. Thanks.
Go on.
Record a bird song and then it tells you what
bird it is. Mm. My God, have you never told me about this? This is amazing.
Hello, I've got another recommendation and this one's brilliant. It's a function of the iPhone and basically if you take a picture of a plant, when the information comes up at the bottom, it gives you an option to ID the plant and if you click on that, it will tell you what it is and links to various
things.
On an
iPhone?
How to look after it and where to buy it from and where it can be found and all that sort of stuff. So it's actually
a
bit addictive if you are slightly interested in plants. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah. What strain of marijuana is that?
Look there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, did you know that?
I didn't know that. No, Gemma has just enlightened us.
Gemma, that's really good.
And Gemma, you've also enlightened all our listeners. Thank you so much. And also, thanks for the voice message. I love the voice message thing. You got one for us, my love?
No. You just... Because I can't...
I stole you.
I can't figure out how it works. I've got no messages to read on.
Okay, so I'm now just back in primary because I haven't swapped them over. When I go into making the cut and I see someone's posted, I generally swipe them across to general and that's where I store them.
Oh, I see.
But sometimes I'm so busy I never get around to it.
Well, don't worry. I just was like, I can't find any to read.
No worries. Is Kate Beckinsale in a wheelchair? Oh, no. It's a joke. Okay, sorry. Oh, my God.
Look, have you seen the bollocks and the testicles?
The testicles have fallen out the bottom of her trousers.
Yeah.
A bit like mine. Okay, folks.
I was going to say something then, but I won't.
Yeah, don't. I'll wait till we stop recording. Yeah. We've done 48 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, we've always do. So we always think, well, 35 minutes we'll stick to. No, there's no
Never
chance.
Happens.
I'm about to do your hair now for my mum, your dad. Should we do it? Wave?
And it's your birthday tomorrow. Just wanted to let everybody know.
It's
Michael's
birthday.
It's the 9th of May.
Yeah.
We're working.
We are.
We just found out we might be working in the morning.
Okay. Well, that's okay. It's all good, isn't it? But the weather is really nice. It's a lovely blue sky. Anyway, we'll say farewell and enjoy dog walking or houseworking or running or exercising or relaxing.
And we love you.
Or anything you're doing. Lots of love.
Okay.
Bye.
Love you.